All right, what's up, everybody? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and did you guys notice the new cover art photo, the new cover art picture? I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, I did it to myself, so not going to hype myself up any more than I need to, but I think you can see it looks pretty cool. So that's our new photo, guys. I tried to, like, incorporate that butterfly that I had on before. I don't even know why I put it on at the beginning, but I wanted to incorporate it just for kind of, like, the past stuff. But anyways, guys, I want to talk about today communication skills, and more importantly, the 10 high-status communication skills that a lot of the time when you're struggling with social anxiety, you're not conscious to, and you don't have them as kind of just everyday habits, okay, that we need to start having and incorporating in our life. Because I talk about this all the time, okay? There's a bunch of different competencies, right? I don't need to go over it again. However, you know, a lot of people, they're unconscious to them and they don't know what they're at right now, right? Right now, once I explain them, you're going to be consciously incompetent, right? You're going to know about them, but you're not going to be very good, but you can start working on them consciously. And then it'll get to a point where you've been working on them for, say 2 weeks, say a month, and you've been putting all of your energy behind it. Then at some point, you're just going to be able to do it naturally. Like a lot of people who have these sort of, you know, charismatic traits and these high status traits on this high status hierarchy, what they have. Okay, guys. So that's what we're going to be getting into today. And what's actually really cool about it is I just dropped a super, super in-depth video training on the entire things, on the entire 10 high status communication skills and social skills that you really need to know if you're struggling with social anxiety. And what I kind of discovered was that each of these skills, as I began to look out and start to study and do my research even more and more, like these extremely high status people, these celebrities, these, you know, artists, these, entrepreneurs, these just like really, really successful people, and not just in money, but in life in general, they use these skills and they have these skills already. And most of them, they don't even know that they've had them, whether it's just from being praised from other people for their fame and their status already, or maybe they grew up with parents that had these social skills that they then kind of took on as their own, right? However, the majority of the people in the world, okay, I'd say 99% will never have even like 5 out of these 10, right? So it's really cool to be able to learn them now, because a lot of people think that these, you know, social skills and communication skills and just like that it factor about somebody that makes them very magnetic and makes you want to surround yourself with them. A lot of people think that that's just like you're born with it, right? That you can't just develop that on your own. Like either you have it or you don't have it. Either you got screwed in the genetic lottery, or you were absolutely, you know, given the ultimate gift of being able to talk forever and talk to people and have great flow energy. And I can tell you from personal experience, I was never that. I never was able to have that growing up. I had to learn these and kind of make it into like a systematic process for me. That's how my brain works, to be able to map it out and figure out how I could become the better version of myself with these social skills to really help when I'm communicating to feel comfortable and confident around other people. So today I'm actually going to be telling you each of the 10. I've never really talked about them all in depth before. I know I have talked about body language and vocal tonality, and those are huge, okay, but I want to get into the other 8 today as well, okay? And so I'm just going to touch on them a little bit today, because I actually just did that major training where it's like a video. I'm on my whiteboard and I'm kind of like showing you each one and breaking down each one to like the exact science and what you can immediately do to start kind of implementing it into your own life. Some things that you can start doing, some kind of common practices that you can begin immediately. Okay. So if you want, you guys can totally just click the link below and get that training right now. I mean, stay for this one. It's going to be a very short podcast because I'm just going to go over each one of them quickly to kind of get you hyped up and excited about this training that we just did. So I know I actually posted it a couple days ago. The link was kind of broken, so you weren't able to get it, but it's all fixed now, so don't worry about that. And yeah, I'm excited to see you in that one. But let's just go over the 10 right now. Okay, so the 10 are, first one's destiny, okay, having a purpose. That's 1. 2 is body language. 3 is voice. 4 is eye contact. 5 is your walk. 6 is carefreeness. 7 is state control. 8 is truth. 9 is rapport control. And 10 is charisma. So it's kind of important to understand the high status hierarchy, okay, the hierarchy that each of us have in our mind. And it's kind of like this certain map, and it's this map that we carry all of us. And when we kind of meet new people in our lives and we surround ourselves with other people, what ends up happening is we judge people, not on purpose. This is just automatic. We don't even know we're doing it. we judge people and we put this on this high status hierarchy map. And all of these 10 high status traits and social skills that people have, that's what we base ourselves and our judgments on, these high status hierarchies maps, okay? And if they're high on our map, then we're going to end up treating them better. We're going to want to surround ourselves with them. However, if you're low, if someone is low on your own map, you're gonna wanna stay away from them. You're not going to basically give them respect. You're not going to think of them as a fun, you know, passionate, cool person. And usually those are people that you end up staying away from. And the problem is, I mean, especially in my own life, right? When we struggle with social anxiety, not only do we usually not have these traits, so people are putting us lower on that higher status scale and they're not treating us with respect, they're a lot of times taking advantage of us. What happens a lot of times when we have the social anxiety and we don't have a great self-image is we put others extremely high on our own status hierarchy. So basically almost everyone in your life, whether, you know, if you've had experience with not being able to be yourself around others, or you feel like you take on other people's opinions and personalities, or maybe you're a people pleaser, or you can't say no, a lot of the times it's because you put these people on that status and that hierarchy scale that are way above you. And if you think they're above you, then you're gonna end up feeling much, much worse about yourself. So it's really important to first identify what it is that you kind of rank these people as, and also put some of those skills in your own life, okay? So that's kind of the definition. So let's break down the very first one. I'm gonna do this very quickly because I want you guys to go to the main training where I kind of do it a lot easier, all right, guys? So the first one is destiny. It's having a purpose, okay? And the quote that I always like to say when I talk about destiny, right, is if nothing matters, everything matters, okay? That kind of makes sense to you guys. So if nothing matters in your life, if you don't have this higher purpose that you're striving for, to give value to others, to do whatever it is that you were meant to do in this world, to, you know, perform your will, right? If you don't have that destiny, and if nothing matters to you, then everything else will matter. Every little detail, every little judgment, every little comparison to others, if you're driving down the street and someone cuts you off, you know, that matters. But when you have this destiny, when you have this purpose, when you have this goal in mind and this true will, those other things, like that other shit that just is in the background, that doesn't matter because you know where you're going and you have a strong purpose and a strong destiny, okay? Next is body language, okay? Body language, and also tied together, body language and voice. We've talked about it many, many times. A lot of people obviously have heard body language is extremely important, but a lot of them do not know the actual things that they must do in order to tweak their body language to be seen different on people's status hierarchy and to look at other people differently as well. So I actually go through that in that video, I believe. So you'll be able to see it there. So I'm not going to go through it as much because body language and voice are the absolute most important things that you can begin doing immediately. And there's a lot of spinning parts to it, actually. You know, for body language, I always remember the acronym OGPS, open, grounded, priding, and slow. You'll be able to learn that in the training. And it's just, most people, they think that the way people view them is based off of the words that they say, or even how they look or how they dress, right? And it's funny because 60% of all communication, okay, it's not words, it's body language. And then another 30% is your vocal tonality and the speed and the pitch of your voice and all the nuances that go into that. So really the words that you say, your appearance, all that shit, like that's only 10% of how people view you. And it's so funny how almost everything popular is wrong, right? Like everything that everybody says is like, yo, I'm gonna teach you how to never run out of things to say. I'm gonna teach you blah, 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 so you can feel comfortable around others. But that's not even how you do so. Okay, it's through your body language and it's through your voice and it's through the rest of these, you know, 10 high status social skills. Okay, guys. And with the voice, it's really interesting as well. It's if you've ever, you know, listened to comedians and stuff like that. Last night, I think it was Dave Chappelle's, he opened for SNL. And it was just so good. And it was so funny. It was so like thought provoking. And I just realized how much, the way I've kind of figured out the voice is I really base myself off of these skills and finding the best mentors for each. And comedians are absolutely the best ones, who have the best vocal tonality, who have the best pitch, who have the best speed control and stuff like that. Because they're on stage by themselves with thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of fans watching them, right? They have to keep these people engaged, and you could do that through your voice, and it's an extremely powerful skill. So I teach that in the training as well, I believe. And then next is eye contact. Okay, eye contact. Whenever I say that, a lot of people get kind of scared and get kind of nervous because eye contact is one of the exact opposite things that people, when you struggle with social anxiety, like you don't have. You don't have that confidence to look somebody in the eye. You don't have that confidence to be walking down the street and, you know, slowly turning your head, slowly looking at other people. It's just that resistance. It's just that, you know, avoidance behavior and avoidance tendencies with social anxiety. And there's a lot of cool eye contact tricks that you can begin using and doing to help you out there. So I teach that in the training as well. Next is walk. Okay. And guys, like I'm trying to go over this quickly because I've never really given away these 10 before. And I just want this to be an introduction because like I've said, if you've been listening to the previous podcast, I want to start focusing a lot of stuff on, you know, these social skills and these communication trainings, and like making friends and having great experiences with amazing people in your life. I just got back from LA, and it's just been an absolute party down there, like after the election and stuff like that. It's so funny now looking at communicating with others, looking at social interactions, now that I know these 10 high status social skills that like most people they're never gonna know in their life. And they're gonna think this just this magical thing that people have. But once you start realizing it and once you start looking at it from the perspective that, you know, we're gonna really be giving you over the next couple days with these trainings and stuff like that, your whole mind's gonna be open. You're gonna realize why people act differently around other people and why some people just tend to be this magnetic person. All right, guys, so I'm excited about that. So next, walk, okay, the high status walk. So this is kind of weird. Everyone's like, oh, why do I need to walk? Well, one of the biggest insecurities that I find a lot of people have when you struggle with social anxiety is actually your walk. I remember I used to, when I was in like school, when I was younger, I was in like middle school, I was in high school, I would just walk with like my head down. I was so scared to like see other people. I had like the mean resting bitch face, and people were kind of scared of me, and I was like scared of them too. It was shitty, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have experienced that type of thing before. And then, like, I would get called out for it, and I remember someone being like, why are you, like, always so sad? Why is your, like, head always down like that? So the next day I came, and I tried to be, like, whoa, open up, like, with my head straight up, and then I got called out again for, like, the exact opposite thing. And so there's specific things that you want to do when you're walking that I teach in that training, but one of the biggest things is being able to look and have a destination in mind. Right. So a lot of times you'll go out at like a bar or a club or something like that, and you'll see these people just like walking around all the time, like just moving about aimlessly with absolutely no sense of direction. They're like a lost puppy, right? They're like, where are people? Is somebody gonna talk to me? Is somebody gonna come up to me? Fuck no, it's not gonna happen. Okay. You gotta make shit happen for yourself, and you have to have like an absolute purpose while you're walking. And, you know where you're going. I explain it much better on that whiteboard video. Next is carefreeness. Okay, being carefree is one of the most important things that, you know, one of the most important social skills that you can have. There's two types of people, excuse me, there's two types of people in this world, right? There's people who are carefree and there's people who are, you know, the stuck up people who feel like every little thing matters. And I don't know about you, but in your own life, who is it that you like spending your time with? Is it the people that are always worriers, or is it the people that are always stuck up, that every little thing is the biggest deal? Or is it the people who are carefree, that are fun, that are passionate, they're able to go about their business, are able to go about their business in an awesome and fun way, right? Where things, they don't really bother them, right? It's like, who are you going to be? I break it down more in the training. Next is state control. Talked about state control a lot. State control, no, is not controlling a state like in the United States, like I've been asked multiple times, which is really funny to me. State control is basically the mood and the vibe and the presence and the energy that you're able to have each and every day. And it's very important to be able to have a state control where you're able to bounce in and out of different states. You're going to be in a different state when you're sleeping than when you are working out, right? And the people who are able to change states very quickly, or the people who are able to have the most confidence in the world. There's multiple things that you can do with this. You can do this through meditation. You can do this through something called bioenergetics. I'm going to be talking about that much more in the future. You can be doing this by many, many different ways. It's also just building up and doing a repeatable process like that. So let's take control. Next is high status truth. okay? Truth that you're able to offer yourself and truth that you're able to offer to other individuals, okay? It's kind of a two-way street. The truth that to yourself, right, is a lot of the times we lie to ourselves and we rationalize all the time. When I talk about like Wim Hof a lot too. So Wim Hof, for example, is basically the breathing technique and like cold therapy, right? So with it, I'm not able to take a cold bath every single day. I want to buy one pretty soon. However, like one of those tanks, but I take a cold shower every morning, okay? And one of the things that I have in the past, right, I'll have these rationalities pop up where it's like, shit, I don't want to take this cold shower because, you know what, I need to do other things. Or, you know what, I don't have time to take this. I'm just not going to shower today. Or I got to do my laundry or I got to wash the dishes. And I'll get these random rationalities pop up in my head. And they're all false, right? They're all things that I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being true to what I really need to do. And it's starting to recognize the lies that you tell yourself on a daily basis and recognize the bullshit that they are and say, no, like, I'm not going to allow this, these rationalities and the lies that I'm telling myself control my life whenever I face any sort of little resistance. Resistance and finding a way to press through resistance is key. It's huge. I talked about the 5-second rule. It's a book by, I think, Mel Robbins. And she talks about how when you're facing any sort of resistance, you basically have to decide and do what you want to do within 5 seconds. So right when you're getting out of bed in the morning, you're like, shit, I don't want to get out. I don't want to do all these things. You have to, your mind has like a clock of 5 seconds. The second that you think that like you want to do something, if you don't act within 5 seconds, it becomes exponentially harder to do what you want to do. So Mel Robbins' theory is basically the 5-second rule where she says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And you just start moving and you just start getting up. And just by that action alone, it's going to really help you because we talked about how the connection between your body, your emotions, and your thoughts are. So it's easy to change your behaviors and your body. It's much harder to change your thoughts. So by changing your behaviors and your bodies and getting up and acting, right, that's going to change your thoughts and it's going to put you in a mood that you want to do things, okay? So that's kind of like truth and telling yourself the truth. However, there's another part, and it's basically being able to give truth to others and be able to be honest with others, and not in a really shitty way and not in a mean way, but being able to be upfront, be able to give criticism that's constructive. And if you're able to become a person that is able to do things like that, be able to give somebody constructive criticism right to their face with positive eye contact, with good intentions, it's going to be just this absolute magnetism that they're going to have for you that you've probably never felt before. And they've never seen this in their lives either. They're going to see that and they're going to be like, you know, where have you been all my life? Okay, so that's truth and that's why it's so important. Next is rapport control, okay? And getting in rapport with others and individuals and making friends. I've talked about this when we talked about how to make friends part one and how to make friends part two on the podcast. So I'm not going to go extremely in depth with it, but there's so many spinning parts to each of these. That's why I want to continue giving a bunch of different trainings, because just on like rapport control alone, just on truth alone, just on all of these things, like guys, I could talk about them for just a week. Like I could have a week-long podcast series just about each and every one of these, okay? So we're going to be talking about them a lot more. And then the final one is, you know, maybe the most important one, and that's charisma. And that's what everybody thinks is like the mystical thing. And what I will give you with charisma right now before you go to that training video is charisma is basically certainty and certainty in motion and being sure of yourself. There's a quote that's basically, you know, I may be wrong, but I'm never in doubt. Like the people who are leaders, the people that others look up to, these are people who have charisma, who are sure of themselves. They make quick decisions and they own, you know, their life. They're not afraid. I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Boys. It's on Amazon. It's like it's a cool like superhero movie, kind of very graphic. So don't show kids this. But I remember my friend, he was like, one of my favorite scenes was when they're like eating and one of the superheroes like just going off and like having fun. And this guy's like, what really attracted me to her was that she wasn't afraid to be happy and she wasn't afraid to have fun and she wasn't afraid to be herself. And that's what certainty can really do. It's weird. It's really strange once you start kind of picking up on it and working on it yourself. because you'll be driving and then your friends will be like, where do you guys want to eat? Oh, I don't know. Where do you want to eat? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to eat? And then you'll be like, I want to go to Five Guys now. Okay. I had Five Guys yesterday. I want to go to Five Guys. Let's do it. And then they'll be like, yeah, yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Or one of them might be like, nah, I don't want to do that. And everyone was like, oh, okay, what else? And they'd be like, okay, you don't want to do that? Let's go to Taco Bell. Okay, and they'll be like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Right, it's just you're putting yourself out there with certainty. It's like you're not scared of what other people are going to act after that. But the people who are certain are the others, or are the people that other people follow. And like, even if somebody doesn't want to eat at Five Guys, it's so funny, just by you being so certain about it and having a good vocal tonality when you say it and having good body language, okay, it doesn't even matter what it is, guys. It doesn't matter what you say. They will then be like, oh, yeah, you know what? That does sound good. That does sound good. I do want to go to Five Guys. And they'll follow you. And it's just, it's basically owning your shit. It's basically owning who you are as an individual and owning your own opinions, okay? And so that's definitely difficult when you're struggling with social anxiety. But that's what we're going to be going over in that training as well. All right, guys. So it's super important, super key. If I would have known these, if I would have known these 10 high status social skills when I was younger, just the my life would have been much easier. And I'm sure it would have been much easier for you guys too. That's why I want to give it to you as you know, much as possible and start teaching you guys these skills that I was taught later in life, right? That if I would have known earlier and if we would have been taught sooner, maybe in school or something like that, life would have been much easier. And so that's why I want to start going out to even like schools and being able to teach this as well, with, you know, a little less of my profanity, obviously, but I think that would be awesome. That's one of my goals that I'm striving to kind of achieve right now. So yeah, guys, that's it for this podcast. Make sure that you go below this video right now and click on the communication skills training. I have a bunch of different links that you can click on, but the communication skills training is the one that you guys should definitely check out if you're interested in these social skills. I think it's going to really help bring a little more clarity than this video was able to provide. But yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.